Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, hi. Is Clayton still there?
No, he seems to have walked out.
Oh, how interesting, because I had a question for him about his usage of this term Jim Crow account when people say escrow account. But I guess he's not man enough to...
Well, let's see. I think he's coming back into the studio right now, so you could ask him the question yourself. Clayton, the listener who's just called in, has a question for you. Okay, he's just getting his headphones.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Oh, I just went to pick up my hate mail.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just curious. I noticed you started using the term as a Jim Crow account to mean escrow account. And you started using that term the day after Juan Gonzalez resigned, I believe. So does that mean that Puerto Ricans are also de facto racist?
Hey, that's a great leap. You did a wonderful job there.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I'd just like to know if everybody who disagrees with you is a racist, or is just a white person a racist? Because I really need to know, since I'm Hispanic myself.
Mm-hmm.
Would you care to answer?
No. No, I wouldn't.
Well, that kind of made a decision for me.
Good.
Very good. Have a good one.
Hi, you're on WBAI.
Nigga in the woodpile.
Another part of your army, I guess, Amy.
Clayton, I thought you'd apologize for saying that.
Well, why don't you apologize for these people who call in support of you saying things like that?
Have
you ever apologized?
I condemn anyone uses a term like that.
No, you didn't condemn it just now.
Yes, I do.
Now you are, since you got called on it.
Excuse me. But I condemn when anyone uses a term like that
you didn't
or suggests
say
anything
a word
like
when it
that.
Was said, Amy. You didn't open your mouth.
Let's take some calls, folks. Hi, you're on the air.
Before we take another call,
I just hit her off.
To run that board. The engineer does that.
I just hit the caller off.
I'm asking you not to do that. What I want to say is that I have been under attack for 3 weeks here, and you haven't opened your mouth about it. You haven't said a word. Okay? So don't tell me that you're jumping to denounce callers when a caller made a remark and you didn't open your mouth until something was said about it, and I think that's been typical of your attitude. Okay, so we should understand each other on that point, and on that point perhaps we can leave that point. Let's take some more calls.
Our number is 212-209-2900, and we're taking your calls. Hi, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call. Turn off my radio. Sorry for what seemed to be continued to go on. Yeah, every time I thought he was going to quiet down, it's, and then it's flare up.
Get rid of this
anyway,
guy.
I just want to say to Amy, because I respect her work so much, have you ever tried to really have you trees on in your time segment so you and I could have a one-to-one conversation?
No.
Do we want to go on? Let's
be
clear about something here. If you're going to talk about the internal matters of the station, you ought to know by now we're not going to do that. Okay? We are also, 2 minutes down for our news report. Robert Knight is here with the news.
Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. People who say nigger are not Amy's people.
How do you know that, Robert? How can you be so sure?
Not one of them. No, you, this slave, and the rest of your Nubians don't count.
Ladies?
You call him a slave?
Mark. Hey, Mark.
He's not a part of that.
The news. There's an election in Israel today, but the turmoil has not stopped.